Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks so much for listening on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up, YouTube folks? Hope to see you over at Chickie's tomorrow for Birds at the Bay. We will be there. The morning show will be there. Midday show, also ESPN from 6 to 8 as Elliot welcomes Ray Dittinger to ESPN. Finally.
The Ray stooping down to his level.
Yeah, to Elliot's level.
Unbelievable.
He must be disgusted. They must be paying Ray Diddy 10 times.
He's going to go back into full retirement.
Yes, after dealing with Elliot for 2 hours. Yeah, Elliot should lay the gambling take on him. You know what? We should call up as a different person and just hit Ray Diddy with all the Elliot takes.
Yeah. So if you call ESPN tomorrow and Ray's on, as listeners, Fox Holman of the afternoon show, you got to say, Elliot, remember when you said this?
Yes.
And make him explain it to Ray and see how Ray handles it.
I would say Reggie White, not on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles.
Don't do that to Ray. of all the ones.
Yes. Schmitty, not on the Phillies.
That might be worse.
Yep.
That might be worse. College athletes should be able to stay in college as long as they so please.
Oh, my God.
Professional athletes and coaches should be able to bet on themselves or against themselves. Yeah.
That's a lot there.
Yeah, Ray will throw his headphones down and walk out of Chickie's. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Yes, before the show, Ike saying that the show doesn't start until he talks was not the only thing that has happened to Ike Reese today. But what I have for you are the 5 toughest things that have happened to Ike.
So was the exchange, Ike show's about to start, and the response is, show doesn't start until I talk?
Yeah, something like that. All good.
Names first. I get it.
Yeah. We're all having a good time.
He's been holding his grudge all day.
No grudges, just looking for content.
With the baseball stuff. He's been holding the grudge all day.
Yeah, look at the trash. Oh, there's the other top 5 Jack was going to do until I hit him with the baseball stuff.
So I'll be honest, I didn't have one until I saw something that happened earlier.
All right.
The 5 toughest things that have happened to Ike in the last week. Number 5 is the budding Spike and Yoshi boo thing.
Yeah.
Ike doesn't
like
that.
That's a tough one.
And it's even tough for me. Boo. Come on.
You tell me that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable?
Let's relax a little bit. It's kind of like the reporters and Howie, a little slap and tickle they got going on right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might have to have an inter-show meeting about the boo thing.
Well, the truth is that I don't know if don't know if Yoshi's really along for the ride on the Sixers. If it gets rocky, I don't think he'll be my boo on
he's
that one.
He's definitely bailing on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's definitely bailing on you.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust. I love Yoshi. I don't know how much I trust that he'll be there if, you know.
He's a little flip-floppy.
Through rough times.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he jumps off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Hey, with Jalen. He can't make up his mind with Jalen.
Yoshi?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because one day he's like, yeah, you know, I kind of see Jack and Spike's point. And the other days he's like, listen, this guy's a winner. Super Bowl MVP.
He just rides a wave.
Yeah, that's what Yoshi does. He's a vibes guy.
Yeah, he's a vibes guy. Yep.
The fourth toughest thing that's happened to Ike in the last week, because I believe that FanDuel has him in a corner.
Man.
I haven't gotten any bet slips of wins in what feels like a long time.
Oh, really?
You know? And I had a mini hot streak, you know.
Yep, I was happy for you.
A mini one.
Yep. And so one day?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, okay. It was like one day.
Haven't won one since.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Yep.
But I feel like Ike, I mean, he's battling. He's mucking and grinding in the corner.
Man, I am struggling. I will admit that. That is for certain. That is for certain. I haven't even got the little, the little small wins you get. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm back on track. You know, a little $80 win, $120 win. I haven't even hit those yet.
No.
You know what? Bet Josh Giddey to have a triple-double tonight.
Okay.
For the Bulls.
Yeah, probably will.
Well, they're
calling him the alien.
The Sixers do not guard anyone. They play in transition constantly. And a guy like him... I think he's averaging 19, 9, and 7 or something. Triple-double.
Okay.
I wonder what the odds are on it. But Josh Giddey is a triple-double tonight. Would permit, if you can get...
Smells like plus 550.
Plus, but then I would say yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll explore.
We'll explore. Yeah, he's with me.
Of course. You kidding me? The third toughest thing that's happened to Ike in the last week is the birth of two new drops. This... was yesterday.
These kickers take the ball home with them and massage them.
Yeah, for the week.
Yep.
And nothing like massaging your balls all week. And nothing like massaging your balls all week.
That is a rough one. That is a rough one.
It was a throwaway.
It was
almost like when Conklin does the, or sorry, when Tornado does the, come on.
Come on.
Come on. And then he also had this one, which I didn't expect either. But a little earlier today. He's not expanding that palate.
No, that palate's very refined.
Eat before I come.
Exactly
there,
right.
Yep. Yo, man.
Fine.
Eat before I come. Come on, man.
Yo, that is.
Yeah, I mean, crossing a line.
What the hell was that all about?
That is out of pocket.
That was out of line. What was I talking about? What were we talking about?
We're talking about Scrapple.
Oh,
yeah.
Scrapple.
And I got the other food things and
blood things. Yeah. That one's rough.
No, that one's actually not going to be out of the drop board.
It's too much.
It's way too much. It's strictly for what laughs one time.
Oh, that was not eating at other people's house.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Yeah. Okay. Right. I was trying to figure out what the hell that comes from.
Well, you're a very picky eater.
Yes.
I see Giddey at plus 458.
Yeah, sounds right. Plus 550. Yeah. Smelled it.
Yep.
Anyway, the second toughest thing that has happened to Ike in the last week is saying the line, we don't play in bands. Which turned into a day long of yes we do.
Yeah. I wasn't even serious when I said it, but I did.
And you had been in such a good place. I feel like you had rebuilt your relationship with the delegation.
Yes.
You were sitting comfortably. Then all of a sudden, a lot of side eyes.
Yeah. I got a lot of text messages about that one yesterday. Yeah. A lot of people were offended that I didn't recognize bands from the delegation.
Yeah. What a moment.
Not a good one.
Ike Reese in the corner. But the number one toughest thing that's happened to Ike in the last week is I walk out to go to lunch, and what do I see? But Ike's lunch just spilled everywhere, and him cleaning it up. I came out late. I didn't see it. The first thing Ike said to me is, don't say anything.
Yeah.
At that moment, we started thinking of the top five.
Yep.
So Ike, you spilled your lunch everywhere today.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to take it out of the microwave. And
it was tough, man.
I don't know.
I felt for you.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, I was looking forward to those pork chops. Listen, it was pork chops with red beans and rice and cornbread.
All over the floor.
That's a good item.
Man, didn't even get a spoon of it.
Yeah, it was...
I mean, literally, dropped it.
The look of Ike, when I look over, I felt it in my heart, and I just gave up. Oh, man, I'm sorry. And the look of Ike with the food on the floor, not doing anything about it, was like a child who had spilled something in the, and yep. was about to cry. Like you're just waiting for the kid to go,
That's I wanted to.
Yeah, and then Ava, and I knew she meant well, but I knew she was about to get in the middle of something she shouldn't. She was going to come over and help or something, and you're like, Ava, stay away from
it. Yeah, stay over there. Yeah. I don't need any help cleaning up. I don't need anything. Let me get through this process alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was hungry, too, by the way.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Not a breakfast eater.
Nope.
Had been thinking about those leftovers,
pork chops.
Man. Had been thinking about it, man.
Especially when there's cornbread in there, too. Cornbread's so good.
Red beans and rice, man.
Now, you did get bailed out by the sales staff today.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Pizza. Thank you to the Odyssey sales staff.
Yes.
They gave you some pizza.
Yes. So I was able to still have lunch, and you guys didn't have to deal with a hangry co-host all day today.
Right.
Yeah.
It would not have been a top five related to Ike had you not eaten lunch.
Food. Now, listen. Spike was the only one there to witness this, like right in the moment.
Yep.
Yeah. I looked up and he got a smile on his face. He didn't want to smile. He didn't want to, but he was like, I can't help it.
Smile a little, but I did feel
it
for
helped
you.
Me though. It helped me though. Yep. It helped me though, because I was grieving right then and there, man. I was grieving.
Oh, poor lunch.
Only about a 5-10 second span here. Yeah, I was not in a good place.
No, that was a bummer.
And the last thing I wanted was for Ava to help me clean up.
Right. Well, yeah.
That was the last thing I wanted. I'm like, nope. Stay over there.
I think I know the answer to this. What? But was there a moment where you thought to yourself, I could eat it?
Well, listen, he barely... If food is out from a buffet or whatever, they have a food drop-off, and he doesn't know about it, he's not even eating that.
Yeah. All right, okay.
But I wasn't going to eat it, but there was a moment immediately where I was like, is that salvageable?
Yeah. Like, if everybody else wasn't here, maybe the pork chops landed on top of the red beans and rice,
exactly.
And they didn't even hit the floor.
That was the only initial thought I had right there, and then I realized they were on the floor, too. I was like, no, they didn't even land correctly.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough scene.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question I didn't mention earlier, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. It's Mark's Jewelers, minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Tom Brady cloned his dog. Is this cool or weird?
I'm assuming everybody thinks it's weird.
87%.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't see anybody thinks it's cool.
Yeah, I don't think he just, maybe, I know I'm biased as animal rescue guy. I get it. I don't think he understands how many people are going to side-eye him for this. This is weird, creepy, supervillain stuff. Cloning, everybody knows that you can clone, you know, everybody assumes that the technology exists out there. Nobody
wants that,
cloning something close to you, the dog or a family member. Nobody wants any of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So when you're like, oh, here's a great thing for people and their pets, you know, people have their pets die and then they go and they get another pet, like normal people, instead of cloning their pet like a psychopath. And this makes him look like a total weirdo.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure there's a market for it, but most people,
what else did he do? He did something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is it something with aging?
Well, yeah, he's got a whole brand. He's vegan, too, I think.
Right, yeah.
He's got a whole anti-aging brand.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, anti-aging.
That sort of stuff.
It's still not as bad as, remember when Ted Williams froze his head?
Did that really happen?
I don't know.
I didn't ever know if that
Ted
was a
Williams
real
froze
thing.
Whose head?
His head. Own head. When after, yeah.
How did Ted Williams freeze his own head?
Well, he got someone to freeze his head. Could you look up whether it actually happened? I didn't know if it was
did
an
Wade
old
Boggs
live
really
show.
Drink 100 beers on a cross-country flight?
That I don't know either. But I don't know if Ted Williams really froze.
That was a pretty memorable story.
That was a story that was there, though, yes.
Ted Williams frozen.
Oh, my God. Oh. Bill from Newcastle's been...
You guys got me crying. I'm laughing.
Sorry, man. So, Bill, I never got your next question. So next question today is based on Johnny Airport welcoming all of the people who get traded here. And we asked for something that is uniquely Philly. And the winner gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. Do you have something that's uniquely Philly?
I would have to say the Mummers Parade.
Oh, that is a big answer.
That's definitely
a big answer. Yeah, that is Philly. They don't have that anywhere else. Thank you for the call, Bill. Yes, for sure. Yeah, that is Philly. Yeah.
By the way, yes, the head of Ted Williams is cryogenically frozen.
Still.
I don't know when they're going to unfreeze it.
Was there, what I never understood, was he freezing his head so they could reanimate it at some point when you're able to do that? Like, did he have, was he sick? Did he have cancer or something?
I don't know how he died.
Yeah. Well, probably because they chopped his head off.
Yeah, that probably gave it away.
Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Tuesday?
What's up?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, Yosh?
Yeah, what's the name? The T-shirt went up in the air, so I had to call in. The sleeveless T-shirt went up, so I called in. Won't go call in today because I say it's a packed house. Ain't no need to call in. Now, Spike, boo.
Yes, boo.
I'm riding with you until you get off the train. We riding together.
Okay.
How about that? We're going to ride because I feel how you feel. The team looks good. I'm looking at the young players. I'm thinking about the future. I ain't got no high expectations.
Okay.
Year.
All
Let's
right.
Let's get that out the way. I have bought into your philosophy, boo.
Okay. All
you know
right,
I'm
boo.
Talking about?
You have an open heart. You're just here to have fun. Just here to have
I'm
a good time.
Fun. You said we having fish tonight. We having fish. You like my wife. You're making me chicken. I'm eating chicken. That's how we ride.
Okay.
That's how I'm riding.
All right.
Don't sit over there with them guys. Reese, I'm going to get to you, buddy. What's saying? So you keep on back there cackling as long as you want to. Jack, I have vented to you twice about Jalen. I have not flip-flopped. I vented to you one time last year about Jalen in the office.
Uh-oh.
And I vented this year. I vented. Because you know how you want to talk about somebody, but you got to call that one friend that's going to agree with everything you say?
And then talk about it on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I hit that guy, Jack. I knew if I call him, I'm going to just get,
safe space. Yeah, safe space.
Uh-huh.
I see the same thing, Yosh. Yeah.
Leave her alone. What's her name? That's right. I ain't never liked anyway. So I hit him up. Yes, I did. That's not flip-flopping. That's having a moment. But then what sounds like, I love this dude. You know what I'm saying? I had two moments. One last year, around about the same time. and this year, round about the same time. Both of them was right. Last year was after the bye week. This year was before two games before the bye week. So, yes, not a flip-flopper. And Ike Reese is over there cackling. How about you cackle on this? I still own you, bruh. Not in a bad way, but in a fantasy way. I still own you. So, laugh at that. 163-something to 95. And I went up in the ranks again. How about that? You ain't laughing now, are you?
Right, I'm laughing.
Pull your shirt down. Pull your shirt down. Your shirt sliding up. I can see it on YouTube. Your shirt sliding up. Pull your shirt down. How about that? How about that?
Oh, my shirt sliding. You trying to say my stomach big or something?
Ooh, oh, man.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Personal.
Well, he always goes to the physical fitness part of things.
Right, right.
Yes. We get it. You work out.
I sure damn do. What's man? Hey, I just had to call in real quick and touch on that. Spike, we got a game tonight, boo.
We
don't
do,
listen to them. Hey, we just want to see our boy McCain get out there tonight. Light
yeah,
it up a little
buddy.
Bit. He got, shake the rust off. We just having a good time. We at the party. We ain't bought nothing. We drinking off everybody else. We having a good time. That's how we rolling. I love y'all cats. I might stop by there tomorrow. Who knows? I might.
All right.
I love y'all. Y'all
all right,
have
broski.
Best day.
Yes, sir.
A little worried about the Sixers game tonight in that, so since we changed back to standard time, I'm getting tired a little bit earlier, right? Because, you know, 9
sure,
o'clock is actual 10 o'clock or whatever. It's an 8 o'clock start with a podcast after, which means I'll be up till midnight tonight. Which is, well, it's actually 1 a.m. and.
But how long is the buffer period, you know, after daylight savings time where you can still say it feels like 1 a.m.?
I need a week.
Week?
Yeah, you probably need a week.
I need a week. No, I need a week.
No, yeah, I still feel it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so does Walker. He's up at 6 now.
Well,
you know?
Same thing with the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs, they get up. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
That's why Bella was barking so early this morning.
There you go.
I'm watching my parents' dogs.
Yeah, Rebel and Scotchy get up at 6 a.m. for
adulting.
Breakfast, and they're getting up at 5. And they're like, we don't know what time it is. We just know in our bodies it is 6 a.m. right now.
Yep.
By the way, I forced my, we did the organic gummies thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, forcing my beliefs on others.
Yeah.
I did it also with my parents' dog. So I've got her. I was not approving of the food that my parents were feeding.
Oh, that's
her.
Fine. Yeah, get
and I went out and bought her all new food.
Well, but you know,
you can't switch the diet up.
You
she's
can't
fine.
Just switch.
She'll be all right.
Overnight.
She's a warrior.
No, she's
no.
All right.
You everything's fine.
No,
everything's great.
You got to do it slow.
We don't do slow.
Look, dude, I appreciate you getting the dog better food, but you gotta change. You know, 25% of the food for 2 days, then 50% of the food for 2 days. Then that's how you have to do it.
She's pooping and eating.
Give her healthier treats though. All in for that.
Yeah,
you know, you're just changing the dog's diet.
Yeah, I don't care.
Boy, you could add a real problem.
Seriously, the dog is going back to her regular diet when you take the dog back.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll give.
Well,
them
your parents aren't going to start buying organic food.
They should. they should. As simple as that. Listen, I'm always watching out for people.
All right.
He is nuts.
Yeah, enforcing his beliefs on everybody. The guy loses 20 pounds a year ago. Now all of a sudden he's telling his parents' dog what to eat. Ricky in Royersford. You're on Royers Ford. You're on WIP. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, man?
What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Rick?
Sorry, sorry for giving you your L this week.
Oh, wow. Another
the
one.
Fantasy football league still exists.
Well, Yoshi beat me.
Oh wait, did you beat me?
Yeah, I took care of you. I mean, look, I took care of you. I feel bad for you. Every player you got, you know what I'm saying? They're out for a year. You know,
yeah, like nobody wants to hear my excuses,
nope.
But
I feel bad for me.
You got to work those waiver wires. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you're a bad GM.
Now you shut up, Ricky. The thing, am I wrong in that this has been a tougher waiver wire year than previous?
And I think it's because, like, a lot of people are grabbing unnecessary players that they don't really need, and they're just stashing. If you look at it, like, you look at other teams throughout the league, you'll see it, and like they don't play them, so they're just sitting on the bench for no reason. But I mean, it's strategic, I guess. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, yo, Ike, I need Drake May back. You know what I'm saying? Jaden Daniels is out for the year now.
Do you want Brock Purdy?
No.
He stinks.
No.
He doesn't.
You
want to
know why?
Why?
You want to know why? I think it's a little funny, too. You and your little co-manager, too, after the draft, you know, you took a shot at me for drafting DK Metcalf, and then someone tried to trade you a wide receiver, I believe, or a quarterback or something like that for one of your receivers, and you laughed at him. And you did the same thing with Brock Purdy with me, you know, DK. And that's why I sent you that chat with the laugh emojis.
Well, you know what? Go to hell. Because the only reason I'm trying to trade for DK Metcalf is because of all my injuries. I don't know what to do.
Maybe I would have felt bad for you if you even tried to take a shot for me before game one started. But no, that's on you.
All right, fair enough.
See, I traded Ricky Rome Odunze.
Yeah, and Rome's been a dud since I got put up, I think, 2-0 weeks. The only reason why I beat Drake is because...
Did you see his dad? His dad complaining on Twitter about it?
Never good.
No.
Bad idea?
No.
Never good.
Didn't a receiver... Odell's dad used to do that all the time, right?
Yep. It's always receivers. So
it's good.
Yep. That's all good. I can't trade players right now, Ricky, because you know what? I'm at the bottom of the standings, and I'm not just giving away players to help you build your team.
Oh no, I got the 50-year-old gunslinger. I'm good. You know, he'll drop another 50 points.
What you got, Joe Flacco? Who you got? Flacco?
Yeah, on the bench. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, Jaden's out for the year now. You know, unnecessary. You know, having him in with 3 minutes left, down by 14-21 or whatever it was.
Well, you know what I could
I will
do?
Say, send me a trade proposal because I got Sam Darnold on my bench.
No, I'm cool. I'm not trying to help you out and make you a little push. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, you know what I might do? At the end of the year, if there's somebody in the league that I decide I don't like and they're going up against somebody that I do like, maybe I'll trade them Josh Allen and Jaden Smith and Jigba, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens then. Maybe I'll just sell off. Maybe I'll tank.
Fine. I think. Look, isn't like the trade deadline in fantasy over, too?
I don't know.
You can't do that anymore.
I don't know.
You're done.
I don't know. All right.
So much for back-to-back for you, right?
All right, get out of here. I drafted another team full of star wide receivers, and I'm getting screwed. Look, man.
More violin, I get it.
All right.
But my guess.
Yes.
Not my guess, my answer.
Yeah, next question. We're looking for something uniquely Philadelphia. What do you got?
I'm not going to go food, and I'm pretty sure everyone in Philly who grew up in Philly or anything along those lines has had someone say this word, and it means 3,000 different variations, and I'm going to say John. It's a Philly John. J-A-W-N.
Yeah.
John.
That's definitely unique to Philly.
Yeah.
It is unique to Philly.
But our delegation killed it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We murdered it. Thank you for the call, Ricky.
It's like ill. Remember ill back in the day?
Well,
ill?
Ill. Oh, yeah.
That was a tough look for the city.
That's ill?
Yeah. The ill shirts.
The ill shirts.
Oh, yeah.
That was synonymous with the 2007-11 Phillies.
Bad stuff. Yeah, the John thing is awful. It's just...
Everything's John.
Just ruined it. We ruined it. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'd like to apologize.
Hand up.
Yep. It's our fault. Not me, but, you know, the people I guess that we have to be responsible for right now. 215-592-9494. Unfortunately, Buzz is in next with the Fantasy Football League update.
We'll see if he can get out.
Get out where?
Of the conversation.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Just watch when it ends. So just sit there staring at me. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.